I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Andy Behrens talks fantasy football with us at 1. And David Deal on college and pro football at 1:30. All right, we're breaking down all the divisions in the National Football League. As we get you closer to the start of the season, we've gotten three out of the way in the AFC. Got one more to go, and that is the AFC Northbound. Where do you want to start?
Let's start at the top. This is Pittsburgh's division. I think they are a Super Bowl contender. Now, maybe I was overly bullish on them last year, but I think with the reemergence of Martavius Bryant, this is a group that I think could contend for a Super Bowl and legitimately challenge the New England Patriots for AFC supremacy. Offensively, they are terrifying. Roethlisberger has gone from maverick to sort of field general and is as good as anybody in the sport. If he's healthy, they're great. Their offensive line, anchored by Marquise Pouncey, he's terrific, but it's Brown, it's Bryant, it's Le'Veon Bell. It is a group on offense that is just frighteningly good. Defensively, I think as long as they're it's no longer the steel curtain. It's more a, we're going to give some things up occasionally, but we're going to get after you. We're going to force some pressure. We're going to create a turnover here and there. I like this kind of modern recipes. They've reinvented themselves over Roethlisberger's career. I think they are terrific. I think it's an 11 or 12 win team.
I agree with everything you just said. They're going to win the AFC North, and I don't even know that it's going to be close. TJ Watt, their first round pick, who's going to be an edge rusher for them on the outside, is going to become a star pretty quickly.
Yep.
I didn't love him coming out in the draft for whatever reason.
I did, for the record.
And I said, you know what? Wisconsin, edge rusher, probably going to have a decent NFL career. If he got drafted to a team like the Redskins, I think he would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, in Pittsburgh, I think this is going to work beautifully. They just redid a deal with Cameron Hayward because they want to re-sign their second-round pick from a few years ago, Stephon Tuitt, which they're apparently trying to do before the start of the season. Bud Dupree's come on. Ryan Shazier is a great cover linebacker.
Like speed in there, yeah.
I'm a big fan of this Steelers defense. And as you said on offense, you got an elite two-time champion quarterback in Roethlisberger who didn't retire. If this is his last season, I wouldn't be shocked if it was, by the way, if he stepped away. They drafted Joshua Dobbs in the fourth round. I'm not sure if he's the future. I can tell you it's not Landry Jones, who was a fourth-round pick back in 2013.
We know that.
Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant coming back, still have Darius Hayward Bay. Eli Rogers had a decent season last year. Tight end position is weak with Jesse James, Vance McDonald, but I think McDonald was a nice pickup. And Le'Veon Bell's healthy. That's really all that matters. James Conner on the goal line. If anything happens to Bell, third-round pick's going to help them. Steelers win going away. I do think that the Bengals bounce back a little bit this year. Curious what your take is on Cincy, because I think they could compete for a wild card team. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, they had a little drought last year from what was year in, year out. They're getting to the playoffs. They're losing.
Yep.
They took a step back. But they reloaded pretty decently. I like the pick of John Brown. Practice showed some speed, according to Marvin Lewis yesterday. Their running back position is going to be occupied by Joe Mixon by the midway point of the year. I don't care what happens in week 1 and week 2 with Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard. Joe Mixon's the best running back they have. So now they have A.J. Green, Brandon LaFell, Tyler Boyd, John Ross, Josh Malone, two guys in the top 4 rounds they drafted, for Andy Dalton, with Tyler Eifert, with Tyler Croft. That's a great offense. My question for them is defense. I still don't know if they can stop anybody, but I do think they're going to score, and I think they're going to be around a 9-win team. They'll have a chance at a wild card.
It's the Andy Dalton, can you do more? And now that you've gotten some more weapons again, they've restocked in terms of weapon. You mentioned Mixon. I think that's obviously he's somebody that will take over. He's the best running back that they've got there. It's still the A.J. Green show on the outside. I don't know how much John Ross will give you other than the occasional go route, and they went and got Brandon LaFell, so we'll see. I'm not terribly confident there. A kid that I actually liked a little bit, hasn't really produced yet, Tyler Boyd, I believe a second-year player, somebody that I was interested in but kind of fell off the radar there. You're right. This is about what they do on defense. That front is pretty good. Geno Atkins is a guy that we've known for some time. Carlos Dunlap, they went and got Pat Sims from Oakland. it's about what they can do on defense in terms of getting after the passer, creating some havoc, and being one of those stout AFC North rather type teams. That's my big question. I think they'll be the second best team in this division by default because I don't trust the Ravens here at all. Really, since that Joe Flacco contract extension, which now doesn't look as bad as kind of time has gone on, but you basically had to rebuild around him, and it hasn't worked very well. They've been desperate to find any talent whatsoever at receiver, and it hasn't worked. Their best receiver over the last handful of years, a 75-year-old Steve Smith Sr. It hasn't really worked. So Mike Wallace, they're hoping. Rashad Perriman, they're hoping. I don't really see it happening. I guess Jeremy Maclin is somebody that they're hoping emerges for them as well. But an okay offensive line, mediocre running game, a quarterback that is firmly planted in the 22 to 24 range for best in the league, a defense that's aging. It's not the same group, man. This is not your older brother's Ravens. I see just kind of a whatever season, a lot of 17-15 type losses for this group. But Justin Tucker
the last couple years
kicked
the
hell out of it, I suppose.
Yeah, they'll win a couple games 15-13 because he made 5 field goals. Where's the talent on this team? We still talk about Ozzie like he is one of the great GMs in the game. And by the way, I think that he is outstanding at what he does. I think he's a good scout. But at some point, we need to stop and look around and go, wait a second. Where's the talent? If they're the best drafting team, if they're smarter than everyone else, first-round pick Rashad Perriman has not done a whole lot at wide receiver. They brought over Mike Wallace. He helped them some. That's kind of it at wide receiver.
Yeah, that's your list.
They've spent a bunch of picks, including Max Williams on a second-round pick. It was, I think, third on their depth chart behind Nick Boyle, who was a fifth-round pick a couple years ago, and Benjamin Watson, who they signed from New Orleans as an older guy. They've missed on a lot of these picks. Terrence West is a dude. They brought over Danny Woodhead, who can catch the ball. Javorius Allen, fourth-round pick, is just a guy. I just don't see the talent on this team. And their defense is still going to keep them competitive, but that is a bad offense that is boring to watch. They remind me a lot of the Redskins like 12 years ago.
Yeah, their offense is putrid. Speaking of putrid, the Cleveland Browns will be in contention for the number one pick once again. They are going to be really, really bad. I like some of these players, though. There are some young pieces on this team that I like. Jabril Peppers, for example. I'm excited to see what he does in the NFL. He's one of these new 2.0 kind of safeties where you can line him up almost any place, had a nice interception in a preseason game where he looked really good. We know what Myles Garrett may be able to do. At one point, they've invested. They went and got draft picks. They were willing to deal some salary cap space for a second-round pick. They're building in a way that you should. However, they're going to be limited because they frankly don't have very much on offense. Quarterback is just going to be wretched. I like David. I haven't said his name right yet. The tight end. I believe it's Njoku. Do I have that correct, anybody?
Njoku.
There we go. I like him. I liked Corey Coleman last year before he got hurt. That's kind of the list of what I like on their offense. Crowell, Duke Johnson, so what? Kenny Britt, thanks for your time in the league. I don't really like lumbering, slow wide receivers that aren't explosive.
I wish Kaiser wasn't starting already, but he looks like a guy who can play in the league.
He was my favorite of the draft class of quarterbacks that admittedly to me was a very down year. He hasn't looked the best Mahomes has, but Kaiser's someone that I thought could play.
And Trubisky's looked really good as well.
That's true, yeah.
I wish they would have waited on Kaiser, but I actually have a sneaky suspicion Corey Coleman and Kenny Britt are going to have a pretty good year as a tandem. That's not a bad group. I've said this before. Coleman, Britt, and not only Njoku, but even like Randall Telfer, who's a former draft pick of theirs at tight end, you could do worse in terms of weapons. Throwing the ball to Duke Johnson, handing it off to Isaiah Crowell, that's not nothing. That's not great. There's no Pro Bowlers there, but you've invested plenty of draft picks. The question is that offensive line, which I actually think is really good. Joel Bitonio's former second-round pick. Joe Thomas, first-round pick.
We know about him, yeah.
Longer in the tooth. They spent some money, though, up front. Brought over Kevin Zeitler from Cincinnati. J.C. Tretter from Green Bay as a starter as well. So if you protect, there's no reason he can't go out and put up some numbers for you. Double play next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Your blitz at noon and at 12:18. We'll forecast the season for Kirk Cousins. Better, worse, or more of the same? We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.